When you get the Planet Fitness Black Card, you can bring a friend anytime you work out. And now through March 13th, get your first month free when you join. You heard that right. Conquer the stair climber with your partner in climb. Enjoy a post-workout recovery session in the hydro massage. And do it all again with access to any of our 2,700 convenient locations. So, you coming? Get your first month free and all the perks with the PF Black Card for just $1 down, $24.99 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends March 13th. See club for details.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Married to Reality. I'm your co-host, John, here with my wife and co-host. Along with my laptop and video games, she's everything I need. It's the one and only Teresa.
Hello, everyone. How's everyone doing? And that doesn't mean a lot because you don't play video games.
Well, I dabble.
Okay, you bought an Xbox and you played it once.
I bought Xbox during COVID and it was a lovely purchase for the time.
And you played once.
More than once. I played so much that you thought long and hard about buying me a steering wheel and pedals for Hanukkah.
Well, that was to encourage you to play since you bought the play box.
Play box.
Whatever it's called.
Xbox.
The Xbox.
Well, maybe I'll play more with our child.
Well, no.
No.
Utilize it to play old Czech DVDs.
Yeah, it's a multi-purpose.
Yeah, it is. We don't use it, but we have it if we ever wanted to.
Exactly. And I'm on my laptop all the time. I'm on it right now.
The laptop, yes.
And you.
True.
It's the Holy Trinity. Your laptop, your Xbox, and your wife's box. It's the Holy Trinity, according to Niall. Xbox is why Joe is in trouble this episode. But it's the Holy Trinity, according to Niles.
I don't get it.
Which part?
The Xbox Joe trouble. No. He didn't play Xbox.
Well, his ex's box is why he's in trouble.
Gotcha.
Try to keep up.
You're too witty.
I know it's post-holidays and you're in a slumber.
I know. It's the week between the holidays that I usually don't love.
Well, good news for you. Hanukkah's still in full swing.
And that's why I still love it a little bit.
I hope everyone had a fantastic Christmas, a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Veselé Vánoce, all of the above.
Veselé Vánoce is Merry Christmas in Czech.
Correct.
Strasný Nový rok. Happy New Year, which is.
Look at you. I'm very, very impressed. You only say it once a year, so I'm very impressed.
I've been saying it once a year for about 10 years. So, is there a happy Hanukkah in Czech?
You can say,
Could you say that?
Yeah. You would just say happy Hanukkah.
Someone could say it.
I was trying to, in my head, figure out what do you say. Šťastná Chanuka, but you don't say, you have to say what we wish you. Mm. Say, přejeme vám šťastnou Chanuku.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I asked. Anyways, we are not here to talk about the holidays, although what a wonderful holiday season it is.
This is the time when it's still 2024, about to be 2025. The holidays are over, but not really. You still have something to celebrate, like, This is that wiggle room.
Our Christmas tree is still up.
It's going to be up for a while.
The menorah is still lit. We're in full swing over here.
Full swing.
So, but the real reason to celebrate is this episode of B90.
Yes.
Feels like it's winding down.
It's winding down, yes.
I took a peek on IMDb. At least one more episode before a tell-all.
Okay.
But we're definitely winding down here. This season is doing something different where we're seeing people on their international voyages, but then we're seeing them back and then we're kind of seeing them back again. Like Tiger Lily and Adnan,
true.
She was there. She came back. She's there. She's back. Vanya, we saw her go and come back. So I don't know if they didn't get enough meat from just the international travel and decided, well, let's pick it up at home. But I'm kind of liking it.
Well, Tiger Lily had a story to tell. Vanya yet has a story to tell, which very I'm true. Very intrigued by. So
I know. It was one of those episodes where you're looking at the clock going, no, there's still time. You can you can close this loop. You can close this loop. Tell us.
Tell us.
But you had to peek at the previews to get out. I was like, what's going on here?
I know.
Anyways, we'll talk about all that and more. Before we do, real quick, a little business. There's another season that's in full swing. It's called 90 Day The Last Resort Season 2.
Woo-hoo.
It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
You guys don't need us to tell you that because I'm sure you're watching it because everyone's talking about it and we're talking about it on Patreon and Supercast. So if you want to hear our thoughts, come on over to the Patreon, come on over to the Supercast, join us at the Cousins Club level and hear our thoughts.
Yes.
On The Last Resort. Also, it's ad-free. There's none of this business. We don't talk about Instagram and following us because our Patreon and Supercast friends are the best. They do it already. So we cut all that out. It's just straight to the meat.
Straight to the meat.
All right. So marriedthreality.supercast.com, patreon.com/marriedthreality. Join us for The Last Resort. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram. It's so easy to do. Just look down. Oh, no. It is so easy to do. I'm getting ahead of myself, Teresa. I'm still in a little holiday days.
Yeah, I can tell.
A holidays, if you will. Join us on Instagram at marriedthrealitypod. Well, here's what I was excited about. I was excited about the meme we posted for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
We're back in the meme game.
Yes, after 5 years.
Yeah, if you want to check that meme out, it was a collab between Teresa and myself.
Yeah.
Join us on Instagram at marriedthrealitypod. You can message us there, share your thoughts, call in, all those good things.
Yes.
Thought you were going to say something else.
You threw me off. Now you got to carry it.
All right. Threw myself off. Here we go. And we also want you to follow the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hard as the Polish jacuzzi or not.
I'm glad you corrected yourself because I was going to be like, seemed very cold. Seemed sub 104, if you ask me.
Yeah, I think you just needed a little more time.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
We'll get to that. So smash it as hot as a hot tub should be. And last but not least.
104 Fahrenheit.
You got that right. If you haven't left a review, please do. You guys, this is still the season of love, the season of giving. And we would love if you would give us a review. If it's a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That's the business. What do you say before we get into this episode? We do a little 90 day, by the way.
Let's hear what you've got.
All right, I got a couple.
Let's hear it.
I got a couple, Teresa. By the way, number one, Darcy and Stacy brought home some hardware a few days ago.
Okay.
An award.
Oh!
We in the biz call it hardware.
Did they do the same thing they did last year?
They were at that that global influencers. Where we happened to run into them.
I know. Well, how wild.
In Miami.
Well, we went to the hotel next door getting a drink, so.
Yes. Well, we missed it this year. We've got other things happening. We missed it this year, but good for them. They took home. Drum roll, please.
That was a drum roll.
Sounded like an airplane overhead, but all right. They took home Best Duet TV Personality Influencer. Which, if you ask me, seems like a category created just for them.
Just for them.
The best duet TV personality influencers.
I'm glad it's not just the best duet. Like,
That's the worst duet. Don't make us duet because we will sing it all podcast.
Well, good for the sisters.
Good for the sisters. They deserve all the accolades they can get. Here's where it gets a little interesting. A few days after the award show, Darcy and Georgie seem to start having some tension bubbling up on social media.
Okay. So
she posted, oh, look at me. We won this award. Photos from the award show. And Georgie commented on it. And she commented back like, oh, funny. You're acting like you love me. And then she posted a photo of Georgie and wrote like, I'm done.
Ooh.
So suspicious, but I have it on good authority. I might break some news here.
Okay.
Although it's not official, but I'm going to trust my source here. I have it on good authority. Darcy and Georgie are going to be on the next season of Happily Ever After.
What?
That's right, Theresa.
Well, maybe not so happily.
But so that's what I'm wondering is, do they have to sort of create some drama so that people go, oh, what's going on with them? They have to get some attention before they appear on another. So maybe that's what's happening.
Ooh.
But I wouldn't be surprised. We thought, okay, are the sisters done with the franchise? But then Stacey's on Last Resort. Yeah. Darcy's going to make a cameo.
That would make sense.
I would love
you
that.
Jasmine, you throw Darcy a bone too.
I would love that.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. Darcy started with The Other Way. No, Before 90 with Jesse.
Yeah.
Then Before 90 or The Other Way with Tom.
That's right.
And then the same thing with Georgie.
Yep.
And then they have the sister spinoff.
You got that right.
And now she's going to be back on Happily Ever After. She was on another spinoff too.
That's why there are queens.
Yeah.
Was she ever on Single Life?
No.
Nah, just straight to...
But she should have been.
The Darcy and Stacey. Fantastic. So that's my little tidbit for you. Again, take it or leave it. I think I believe it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to rhyme. Take it or leave it. I think I believe it. We'll know when we see it.
Sure.
All right. That's by the way, number one. By the way, number two, you just said Jasmine.
Yes.
Let me hit you with a different Jasmine than I think you were thinking of. Blake and Jasmine.
Oh, that's been a hot minute.
Well, it seems it's a cold minute now. It seems they have broken up.
Not that surprised.
Not very surprised.
She's never been into him.
They married 5 years ago. Okay, so it's been 5 years since we've seen them, I think. And a few weeks ago, she told a Finnish news site that she and Blake have been separated for almost a year.
Ooh.
So I know I've heard some murmurings, but now she's seemed to confirm it to a news site. Almost a year separated. She's living in New York.
Oh.
Sharing an apartment with a friend, as you do when you live in New York.
Remember she had a sister that was like very involved?
Yeah. Was it a twin sister?
No, I don't know. It's
yeah,
been a
sister
while.
Lived in California. That's yeah. why she wanted to move to California. I think she was using Blake to get to California.
Yeah.
Well, now it seems like she's in New York. She did mention she's moved out, but hasn't completely shut the door on the relationship.
Interesting.
But speaking of the other Jasmine, apparently Gino slid into Blake and Jasmine's Jasmine DMs when the news broke that they separated and asked, what are your New Year's Eve plans?
Oh.
I think this is smart, though. Stick to Jasmine's. You don't want to slip up and say the wrong name. Gino's a moron. Stick to Jasmine's.
Oh, this would be interesting.
Yeah.
To say the least.
Yeah. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But the story is Jasmine and Blake are no more.
Sad, but not that shocking.
No, not surprised. So there you go. That is 90 Day, by the way.
Whew, nice.
Thank you, Theresa.
Nice finds.
Thank you. All right. Shall we do it? The reason we're here, Sunday night, 90 Day Fiancé, Before the 90 Days, Season 7, Episode 18.
Whew.
Look at us.
Look at us just cruising.
Yeah, I think we're going to prepare for landing soon. Doing a lot of plane analogies, I think. I don't know why.
This is the season. Everyone's traveling.
That's a good point. All right. Well, let's travel to Poland.
Joe and Magda.
This shot out of a cannon with this episode.
Yes, they're heading to the romantic getaway in the Polish mountains.
Yeah. And while they're driving, they're talking about their ideal nights.
Yeah. For Magda, it's a jacuzzi.
A jacuzzi with a drink.
Yes.
For Joe, anal.
I think it's one of his dumb jokes, of course.
I don't know. I guess that's best case scenario. It's a very bad joke. But read the room.
Does he ever?
No.
That's exactly why.
She is abstaining from sex. She's made that very clear. Put a ring on it and then you could put your thing on it. And he's like, well, maybe anal. Maybe, unless he thinks Magda feels that vaginal sex is more sacred. So he thinks he'll have a better chance from behind.
He's definitely joking. It's one of his jokes. Joe, I'm sure. Maybe he does like it, but I think in this instance, it's one of his dumb jokes.
The dumb, emphasis on the dumb.
But Magda says, well, maybe we'll try it, but like for you, because right. Your G-spot is in your ass.
See, that's a joke. Now that's comedy.
Yeah, it took her a minute to figure out the wording, but.
Yeah, that's comedy. So they get to this mountain house. Awesome. Love yeah. it. They seem to know where to stay. They pick the right spots. But the issues with the jacuzzi. I've never seen a jacuzzi like this. Maybe you're more familiar with it being from Europe, but you basically light like a campfire underneath
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just need to plan ahead.
I was thinking, how far ahead do you need to plan? Because think about putting a decent-sized pot of water on the stove, on a gas stove. It's going to take yeah. some time to boil.
They should have asked. I would have asked.
I've got to imagine it's hours
yeah,
to heat
for
up
sure.
basically a pool of water.
For sure.
With a flame. Yeah.
It's like the old school way, but the jacuzzi was like kind of new. I think it's just the romantic of it. Of, that was, ooh, now light up your own jacuzzi.
That was the other confusing part. It had jets. It had like
yeah.
jacuzzi capabilities, but it didn't have a heating element to it.
I think it was just something romantic.
Hmm. You think the flame was for show, but you could actually heat it up?
I don't know.
Oh.
But I would have asked.
Well, it's up to Joe to figure out because Magda takes off to walk the dog. And while he's trying to figure out this hot tub, his friend Rob FaceTimes him.
Yeah. And Rob says, so how is it going? How's Magna?
Which proves that obviously Joe calls her Magna all the time.
All the time.
This isn't some brain fart he's having. He thinks her name is Magna.
He does. And not to skip ahead, but towards the end, he's going to call her Magda. And I don't know if she got pissed and finally told him.
What do you think? Because you are notorious for your poor hearing.
What?
You don't have the best. You don't hear nuance all the time, at least not in the English language.
I don't have the best musical hearing, but I hear letters.
Yes, to a certain extent. If I pronounce a word for you, sometimes you can't mimic it back to me. Exactly. So I feel like maybe you're not hearing me.
Hmm.
You're not hearing the nuance. All I'm saying is I wonder if Magda doesn't hear that nuance and she doesn't know that he's mispronouncing it.
Oh, she does. If I hear it, she hears it.
Then why doesn't she correct him?
Because she wants him to propose to her.
I guess. That seems like a pretty big thing. That'd be the first thing I would... Hey.
That would bug me so much.
Because he's gonna get down on one knee and say, Magna, will you marry me? Like, wouldn't you want the proposal to be the right name?
Of course. But I've learned, like, people cannot pronounce my name. I think you're the only person... Only English speaker I know that you can pronounce my name because you've practiced so much.
Yes, I have.
Like, people cannot pronounce my name. And I got tired of correcting people. But also, I get it. It's a hard name to pronounce.
Yeah, well, there's a name very similar in English in America, Teresa. And I think people just equate the two.
Yeah, some people say Teresa. They, like, sing it. A lot of people do that. Teresa.
Oh, Teresa.
It's like Magda. Oh. Her name is Magda. My name is Teresa. It's right. People in America tend to sing it, which I can put my mind behind Teresa, I guess, mm-hmm. if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
But if people call me Teresa, I would be like, what the fuck are you saying? That's not my name.
Edward Moran.
So that's the same thing as Magna.
Well, you know what an easy name to pronounce is? Jill. So when Joe and Rob are talking, Joe brings up the volleyball conversation and how Magda said, oh, you can't be friends with exes. And Joe is obviously now scared to tell Magda about Jill. And apparently he even introduced Magda to Jill over FaceTime, but didn't give any context as to who she was.
Yeah, he should have. I mean, if you... dated a long time ago.
Yeah.
There's really nothing. Then why are you hiding it?
that wasn't the place to do it when it's like, oh, hey, this is Jill. We used to date. But after the fact, he could have been like, hey, I've been wanting to tell you that girl I introduced you to. Yeah, we're still friends. We dated. Rob obviously knows the longer you let this go, the worse it's going to be.
He's like, you got to tell Magna.
Yeah, tell Magna and avoid telling Magda because she's going to rip your balls off.
So 30 minutes later.
But you know what? Before we go on, this is Ted and Robin, right? This is so...
I Met Your Mother?
Yeah, we were just watching a rerun with Victoria. And Victoria's like, yeah, well, you can't be friends with Robin.
Yeah, but that was towards the end when things got serious. It's because Ted's been into Robin for so long.
Right, but it's the same excuse Joe's using. Oh, it's this girl I dated years ago. We're still friends. That's Ted. He dated Robin years ago for a short period of time. They're still friends. Doesn't mean he doesn't have a huge crush on her still.
Yeah, but there are some backslides.
In Himyam?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 30 minutes later, Magda comes back.
Yeah, Joe is very proud of getting the jacuzzi hot.
I'm going to go on a limb here and say it's lukewarm.
Oh, I hate that word and I hate everything that is lukewarm.
I imagine they're in a lukewarm hot tub.
Oh, that makes me just...
They stayed in and they got intimate, so apparently it wasn't too bad.
Speaking of lukewarm, I was very happy to hear how many people agreed with me on lukewarm food. You guys know what's up.
Depends how hungry you are.
I had to teach John that we don't do lukewarm.
I still do, and I just lie to you.
Don't tell me that.
I just lie to you. Like, is this hot enough? Do you need to put it in the oven? I'm like, no, it's fine. It's good. It's perfect. Let's eat. I can't wait another 20 minutes for the oven to preheat, then for us to cook this thing, and let's go.
I cannot do lukewarm.
All right, well, let's go from lukewarm to hot.
Well, I think the longer they sat in it, it probably got warmer.
Something like that. But the next morning, we learned things got hot. They had sex.
Yes. And Magda says she's not disappointed. And she says, I changed my mind for you. So now you cannot leave me. It's almost like she's telling him, okay, I banged you. So now you have to propose.
Yeah, they're both doing things backwards. Joe fucked up because he banged Magda before telling her the truth about Jill. So that seems wrong. And Magda threw out her values and it's just like, all right, I'm going to give it to you because I need you to propose already so I can get to America.
Yeah. Well, let's go on a day trip because it's a good day, right? They banged. It's a good day. Let's go on a day trip. And on the way there, Magda's driving, talking about how she wants to have a wedding in New Jersey to invite all his friends and family. And I'm like, he hasn't even proposed. Like in her mind, she banged him. So now, okay, next thing is the wedding.
I think she was planning even before the banging.
For sure. Now she's voicing it. Yeah. That's so scary. I would run if I was Joe.
Yeah.
Like if you started planning a wedding aggressively like she does before we were engaged, I would be like, did I miss anything?
Yeah, you're right too. She feels uber confident now that they've had sex to go ahead and plan this wedding. And you got to think, whoa, 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 pump the brakes. Just because we had sex doesn't mean we're getting married tomorrow. But in her mind, she's like, all right, I gave you what you want. Now give me what I want. And it's very transactional.
Yeah, for sure. Well, they get some donuts. I mean, good for Magda. She looks very good. I think it's because she plays the volleyball.
She plays the volleyball?
Yeah.
I don't totally subscribe to genetics, but in her case, I do.
Her mom is not skinny.
True.
Her mom is like a normal looking woman. I can't even tell. She was wearing clothes, but her mom is not like slim like she is.
Well, I think you get older and it's harder to... stay
active. It's the same thing. Like my mom was super slim too when she was younger. And I mean, she's not big, but she gained some weight.
She eats a lot of mini donuts.
My mom is a stress eater. Like she can't sleep. She texts me every day at 3 a.m. saying, I can't sleep. What are you doing? I just ate a lot of nuts. My stomach hurts.
Literally every day.
It's wild.
Yeah. So anyways, they're eating mini donuts. They're in town, and Joe finally realizes, I need to tell the truth. And he says, Magna, one thing I need to tell you. It was a long time ago, but one of my friends I've been friends with for a while, we dated for a short time. It didn't work out, but we stayed friends.
Yeah, you remember Jill that you met over FaceTime? That's my ex.
You fucked your friend? This is a big deal.
She's pissed. She's so pissed. She's like, I told you one more screw up over. And I would be careful if I was Magna, because she's telling him that she's done. He might actually be done, but I don't think she's done. I think she's saying this. She's pissed, obviously. But I think her overreacting to this is her way of saying, okay, now you have to propose. You have to show me the biggest gesture because you screwed up.
True.
Again.
True. That's the only way to make it right.
Yeah.
Now get down on one knee.
Yeah.
And make it right. Joe's excuse was interesting, and I could almost see where he's coming from. He's like, I don't look at Jill as an ex-girlfriend. And I can almost see that.
Yeah.
I can, if it's been years and you guys just dated, you went on a couple dates, it wasn't serious.
I mean, we don't know how serious it was.
But I could see that actually being the case. There's so many friend groups and people kind of, oh, I'm going to try this person, I'll try that person, I'll date you, we'll date. And then.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's like, he's calling her his ex. That means they were in a relationship.
True.
I don't consider anyone I casually dated before you my ex.
He's using the term ex, but he's interchanging it with one of my friends that I dated for a short time. So he says dated a short time, but then he does say ex. I think it's just easier to say ex than to qualify it constantly. Oh, we dated for a little while. So yeah, it's my ex. But I could totally see if it's been 7 years or however long he said, and they dated for a month or two or three. Yeah, you have a longer history of just being friends than you do as romantic partners. So at some point, doesn't that overshadow the romance? I think maybe it does. And that's his reasoning. And I kind of understand that. Magda doesn't understand it.
Of course she doesn't.
She's like, I told you. You do one more thing and we're done. Choose me or her. It's up to you.
He's like, you cannot be friends with your ex because you lied to me. Which I'm kind of thinking like, okay, so if he did tell you at the beginning, would you be okay with it? And I don't think she would. I think she's very jealous. And because she's so scarred by her exes, she wouldn't be okay with it if he told her on the first date.
I don't think she would be okay with it. She would probably still say, all right, well, you can't be friends with her anymore. But
yeah,
I don't think then
what?
Well, I don't think it would cause issues for them. It would maybe cause issues for Joe and his friends. But she does seem most mad that he lied and then hit it.
Yeah.
So there's like three things. You did it, you lied, you hit it. You should have.
She was like, I asked if you fucked it, if you banged any of your exes. Oh. You said no. Which, that was an opening, Joe. You should have said it.
The lying makes it worse because not only are you lying, but then you start to go, well, why are you lying? Are you Ted and Robin? Do you really want to be with her and you just can't admit it to yourself or to others? So the lying does make it much worse.
It does. But I think because he knows how she overreacts, he just didn't tell her. He should have. I'm not taking his side on this, but I think he was just afraid that she's going to explode. But at the same time, then do you really want to be with someone who explodes like this? Like, she's borderline giving me Natalie vibes.
She could get there. I could see her
cray cray.
I could see her getting there. Yeah. Well, at least he got to bang it out. And that's why he came. Let's be honest.
He likes. So here's the thing. There are a lot of 90 dayers. We always see that never left the country. First time going somewhere, getting a passport. It's super expensive for them. Obviously, you save up all your money to go and see this person, and then maybe you don't get what you wanted out of it, right? And that's usually sad. Joe travels all the time. So him going to Poland, dealing with a little drama, at least he banged it out.
Yeah. All right. I think this is a good place to take a break. All right, we're just getting cooking, but I need to collect myself before we move on, Teresa. Okay? So we'll take a quick break. We'll tell you about our sponsors for this episode, and we'll be back in a second.
Yes. Hey guys, if you are feeling a little off lately, like night sweats, low energy, or just generally not feeling like you, trust me, you're not alone. There are over 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Rent-free. Sounds like some 90-dayers we know, am I right? But seriously, these sneaky disruptors are hiding everywhere. In our food, water, air, even our skincare. And they're messing with how we feel. The good news? We don't have to just live with it anymore thanks to Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth. Designed to support optimal hormone levels and help you feel your best at any stage of life. Let me tell you what makes this stuff so amazing. It's powered by adaptogens, those science-backed, nature-inspired herbal extracts that help your body adapt to stress. Whether it's occasional bloating, mild mood swings, sleepless nights, or those dreaded hot flashes, Hormone Harmony has you covered. And here's the cherry on top. Happy Mammoth is committed to quality. With over 30,000 rave reviews, women everywhere are saying things like, I feel like myself again. And trust me, that's the kind of energy we all need. Oh, and fun fact, this stuff is flying off the shelves. A bottle is sold every 24 seconds, so don't wait. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MERIT at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MERIT for 15% off today. It's time to start feeling like yourself again with Happy Mammoth.
One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
And we're back.
Hello, Jonathan.
Hello, Teresa.
Let's end this craziness in the Philippines.
I thought we were done. I knew we weren't. Wishful thinking. I thought we were done, and Faith wouldn't give Lauren the time of day, but here we are.
So Faye left crying. Lauren says, and this is why he pissed me off. I mean, he pisses me off every time he opens his mouth. It's hilarious, but he's a moron. He says, well, this is unfortunate. If I knew me playing with a knife and the cans would make her upset, I probably wouldn't have done it. You probably wouldn't have done it? You truly don't care.
No, he doesn't care. And it's obvious he doesn't care. And Faith is finally starting to realize that he doesn't care. And it's too late because I think she's been hurt and scared and scarred by this guy. But at least she's going to put an end to it before it gets even worse. But she's outside. She's in a car driving off and she's starting to piece together all the shit Lauren's done in such a short amount of time. Like, cheated on me, lied to me,
gonorrhea,
leaky penis, prison tattoos, flirted with the kids at the drag show, proposed the idea of marrying my mom, stabbed his hands repeatedly, crushed cans on his forehead. She's like, yeah, this probably isn't going to work.
No. And back in the hotel, Lauren's just sitting there with the dessert and the crushed can and saying, well, I was nice to Faye every single day. I don't know what's going on, but the whole K-1 situation is not ideal anyway. It's like, I can't afford that. So he truly doesn't care.
No, he wanted to move to the Philippines. Faith realized a little too late that this is his motive. Yeah. And she's putting an end to it. And much to Lauren's chagrin, he's got no other options unless that would be fun if he did propose to mom in a last-ditch effort to stay. But
then he would become Faith's dad?
Yeah. Stranger things have happened on 90 Day Fiancé.
True.
But that's not what happened. Lauren packed up to go home. Did you notice the most normal thing he owns, his most normal adult-looking outfit he's wearing to fly internationally?
I was thinking that, too.
I'm like, you actually look half decent. Nice white button-down, tucked in, to black pants. I'm like, that's your travel outfit? That's when you should be wearing one of your crazy pieces.
Well, when he lays down before bed, his feet are so dirty.
I didn't see that.
I unfortunately did. I'm like, you're just going to lay in bed. I don't see him showering too often, to be honest.
No.
But, no. Yeah.
The last time we saw him in a bathroom, he was like steaming shrimp or something to prepare for the humidity.
Yeah. Well, he didn't need to do that because he's going back home.
Yeah. He wants to stop and say goodbye to Faith before leaving. So he goes to her hotel and she does come down and he's like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for getting gonorrhea. I'm sorry for flirting. I'm sorry for the night at the hotel. I'm sorry it wasn't what you wanted. And Faith just says, well, what you did, it wasn't acceptable. It scared me. It's too late now. It's over.
Yeah. And so Lauren gets in a cab, going to the airport and says, I'm going back to nothing. I have nothing. What you left nothing. So
true. He apparently has got a couple options, a couple couches he might serve. Did you see the cut over his eye?
No.
In this last scene when he's at the hotel saying goodbye, he's got a pretty decent gash over his eye. I think he was smashing the can and that caused that, or he was doing other things later, but I didn't notice it until this scene.
It could have been the can.
Could definitely be the can.
Yeah. Right. And he's trying to like save his dignity and says, well, all I wanted was Faith. I would go anywhere with Faith. It doesn't matter if we stay in the Philippines or not. Dude, you just said 5 minutes ago that you could never do the K-1 visa, so this is probably it. So
he's all talk.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's move on. Vanya and Yashko.
It's the morning, last morning, and I was like, okay, finally, her spider webs are gone.
Knocked the cobwebs off?
Yeah.
Loosened up the chastity belt?
But they did not.
Absolutely.
Apparently, they felt the intimacy, and they just wanted to, cuddle.
Oh, we just held each other all night.
Ugh. Should bang that out.
Bang it out. See what you're dealing with before you make the poor guy fly across the world to go see you. Test the waters a little bit.
Exactly.
They are planning long distance, though.
Yeah.
Yashko's like, I'm going to come visit you in Florida. And then after that, we'll have to figure out where we go.
Yeah. So they're talking about moving, which Yashko didn't seem like he wanted to because of the child and family and friends.
Yeah.
But one of them will need to make the move.
Here is what I can't wait for.
Okay.
The tell-all.
Oh, yes.
Why, you ask me? Ask me.
Why?
Oh. Remember Bojo?
Yes.
What does he think of all this? This is absolutely insane if you think about it. If we are to believe what we are being shown, she flew to Croatia to meet Bojo. That went sideways. And now she's got a new man who she's talking about like adopting his kid and moving to a different country for. What does Bojo think about all this?
I don't know. That's definitely a good thought.
Is he like, oh, I'm happy I could help. I'm jealous. Doesn't care. Doesn't show up.
I need to know,
Bojo. How do you feel?
I don't know. But
maybe that's his new career path, matchmaker. Kind of like inadvertent matchmaker.
No, he's a moron.
Yeah. Anyways, Yashko, Vanya.
Yeah.
Say goodbye.
Heading to the airport. Yashko's crying. Vanya's crying. Thinking of all the what ifs. Like, what if he finds someone else? Or what if I'm not a good mom? It's like, dude, you went on 3 days and you didn't even have sex.
I was going to say, you've known each other for 4 days. And this is a more tear-filled goodbye than most 90 days.
Oh, yeah. But then, you know, she's back in Orlando. It's been a few months. And we see this flashback of Yoshiko coming to visit. And I was like, okay, why aren't we filming this?
Where are the cameras?
Yeah, and this is just like her in her house putting on bathing suits saying, I'm going to meet my cousin for a beach day.
Yeah, I wonder if they did film it and then they just felt this was the better way to tell the story because maybe not much happened. What the real story is what happened after.
True.
And so why waste time seeing, that would be a pretty big story to tell. Oh, Yoshiko came and we did this, that, and the other thing. I think it was easier for her just to be like, so we talked for a few weeks and we couldn't live apart. So he came and we hit all the hot spots and we cooked dinner and he said he wants to live here and we're planning where Yashko's son's gonna stay.
Yeah, they were like planning the house layout and I'm like, yeah, that's serious.
And the big news, Yoshiko even broke the celibacy streak.
Yeah.
So everything was firing on all cylinders.
Yeah, they were like, oh, we're picking a room for the nursery. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Wild.
But then
we see her driving to the beach to meet her cousin, which that beach is like an hour and a half away.
So oh, yeah?
It's quite a bit. Well, from Orlando, you just go to like Cape Canaveral around there.
I didn't know what beach it was. I didn't see.
It was, well, she needs to go east from Orlando. Mm. Also, it depends where she lives in Orlando. It could be an hour.
You're so good at Florida.
Also, traffic.
Okay. You're saying she drove a long time to get to this beach?
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, like
most people in America don't have a beach within an hour from them.
I know. I think I'm just spoiled, but we don't go to the beach, so.
True. All right. So she shows up at the beach. Her friend's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. She's like, I know, I can't believe it. And then it ends. And we're like, what the heck? What happened?
Yeah, tell us. She's like, I'm so sorry, baby. What happened?
Yeah.
Tell us. That's all I wanted to know.
Tell us. I was in protest. I was going to sit in front of the TV for a week straight just to wait. But then I realized we had the podcast. But I was not going to move until I got answers.
I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just know?
Can someone call in? Vanya, if you're listening, can you call in and tell us what's going on?
Oof.
What's going on, Yoshiko?
Can't wait for the rest of the story.
Yeah.
I need to know. I seriously need to know.
Teresa, I need to know. I'll tell you if I find out.
Well, no, we're going to find out with me. That's how we rock and roll.
All right, we'll rock.
All right. Next, we get Niles and Matilda.
It's wedding time.
It's wedding time. And I'm glad Niles found new parents because it doesn't seem like his actual parents really want to be part of his next journey.
No, and it's sad. And he realizes, he's like, you know, I'm happy. My parents, they don't approve though. So maybe this next chapter of my life won't include them.
But right after he says it, Mr. Arg and his wife comes over and Niles goes like, hey mom, hey dad.
Unbelievable.
He sounds like an elf.
He's really playing the role, playing the part.
Yeah. So Mr. Arg needs to talk to Niles a little bit. He says,
well, first of all, Mr. Arg broke him off 1,000 CDs.
Yes. Yes.
He was like,
the money.
Yeah. He was like, this money comes with some rules, though.
Yes. You can only bang Matilda through her vagina, not her anus. All this, whatever you guys do in America, that's not what we do here. Okay.
I don't understand. Why was this the anal episode? Why was there so much anal talk? This is the knock door, not the knock the back door. Niles.
Niles is like, okay, dad.
But also, that was it. Mr. Arc was like, here's 1,000 CDs, no butt stuff. Let's move this thing along. Like, there was no other rules.
I mean, that makes it easy. It's just one rule.
It's just one rule. But I thought there was going to be a laundry list of things he had to follow if he wants this money. But it was like, no backdoor
just
play.
Just stay away from the anus.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's God's hole.
Okay, whatever that means.
It's not for Niles.
Oh, okay. Well,
all right.
We'll go to Matilda's house.
Here we go.
Okay. Here is where my confusion comes. I don't think this was the knock door. I think this was the ceremony. This was the wedding.
This was the knock door.
And the wedding combined.
Maybe and combined. But this was when they started putting gifts down, that was
the knock door.
That's the knock door.
And then when the priest comes and marries them,
wedding.
This is the ceremony. Well, this is the wedding.
They said back to back, two for one. Double header. They said we got to do it all at once.
So they all come in. They sit down. Niles is very nervous because there's a lot of stimulus, a lot of people he doesn't know. Lots is happening. it was Mr. August trying to guide him.
It was a tight room. It was like 100 people, standing room only. It looked hot. Yes, Niles was overwhelmed.
Yeah, people are bringing the gifts, putting them down. And then they said, okay, go grab Matilda. And Niles, you need to tell us if that's the woman you want to be with.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, Niles, here's your chance if you change your mind, I guess.
Nope, that's the one.
But
there
Matilda walks in. Okay, she looked very pretty.
Yeah.
That dress was so uncomfortable. Just watching her, she couldn't sit down. Huh. She couldn't stand up. I wish they tailored it better.
Well, she said, she's like, I really had to pull some favors with the tailor. We had to make it work. Tight budget, tight time. I thought it looked wonderful.
Oh, it looked wonderful. I'm not talking about the way it looked. I mean, she sucked it up for fashion, which I'm all for.
Pain is beauty.
But I felt bad. I don't know if it's coming from age or it's because I'm pregnant. I'm like really, really deep into being comfortable.
Okay.
But I'm like, this looks so uncomfortable.
This is your sweatpant era for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, they bring her in. They're like, Niles, is this the woman you intend to marry and not do any anal?
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. Puts a ring on it. Everyone is like, say something. Speak up. Give a toast.
He's
speech.
Probably like replaying all the rom-coms he's ever seen.
Speech. he said, Matilda, for better or worse, for richer or poor, no matter what comes our way, I will always be your husband. I will always be loyal to you. And I will always love. He just started quoting Whitney Houston at the end. He's like, I will always love you.
That's it. They're married.
Yeah, I can finally say that Mrs. Valentine isn't just my mother.
Yes. So they get in the cab, they head to the hotel, and that's where it ends.
I have my wife, I have my video games, I have my laptop. I have everything I need.
It's good beautiful. For Niles.
It's beautiful. Put that on an anniversary card.
Isn't it wild if you think about it? He came there thinking, I'm going to tell her I can't marry her. My parents don't approve. We don't know each other. So he then found all the balls. Okay, he bought the engagement ring, proposed thinking, okay, this is my way out of the wedding now.
Yeah.
Told her and her family he's not marrying her. And then needed a second set of parents for the knock door. Got a second set of parents. And they were like, well, if you want us to be your parents, then you have to marry. So he went from not marrying her to getting new parents to agreeing to marry her, to telling her he's broke, going back to his new parents, asking for money, and actually marrying her.
Real underdog story.
This is wild.
Yeah, beautiful.
Beautiful, wild.
Yeah. All right. One more
wild story.
Ugh. I'm kind of over this couple.
I am too. I also don't understand. So Sunny and Vea. Okay. We see Sunny in the room. He's packing. Talking about how he was planning to propose. Now he doesn't know. I'm like, oh my gosh, they finally broke up. Vea rolls in. They start hugging, saying, so you ready to go on a trip? So these morons always get in these huge fights, whether it's religion or her ex. And again, both of them are making mistakes left and right, but they always get past it.
Yeah.
And these are big mistakes. It's not like you accidentally called her dress ugly and she got pissed for the night.
Yeah, it's not like you called her Magna when her name is Magna or something.
Like, these are big issues. Religion, wedding, you bringing your ex. Like, these are big things. And you keep just getting upset over them, storming off, brushing them under the rug, moving on. Oh, something else happens. Same thing.
Yeah, right. They don't work through the issues. They kind of just turn their back on them for a second. And they're like, we'll get back to you. And you will get back to them when you blow up and go at each other's throats because nothing's been resolved.
Well, they go on a nice hike.
Acting like nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
Forget the holy war that took place the night before. They couldn't be better.
But it almost seemed like, okay, Vea slept on the conversation too because she says, I don't want to change my religion, but I do want to spend my life with Sunny. I can't find anyone else like this.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, she obviously didn't cave in, but she's starting to think about it.
Yeah. Well, Sunny says, all right, we need to talk.
Well, they get to this nice waterfall, do a few laps.
Yeah.
And then they're going to talk.
Oh, right. Sunny says, we come from two different religions, but you want your religion. That's against my religion. That's against my everything, my family, my friends. I wouldn't have anyone. Everyone's going to be against me. But you know what? I don't care what people think. I want to be with you. You can be your religion, and I can be my religion.
And he gets down on one knee and asks her to be his partner.
Ooh.
What is that?
Here's my issue with the whole thing. Here's why I am so put off by this couple and by this story. Because after that whole rant, right? The end of the movie.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Happily ever after. He's like, well, right now she doesn't want to convert, but hopefully one day she'll understand and things will change. It's like, you're an idiot. Like,
yeah.
See, you do think you can get her to convert, and you don't respect her beliefs or her religion or her life enough to let her do what she wants to do.
Yeah. I honestly don't think he personally cares. I think his family does.
Oh, yeah. His dad is pressuring him. His family is, of course.
I think the only way these two morons can make it is if he truly leaves his family behind, moves to the U.S., where no one's going to be pressuring you to do anything.
Yeah.
Plus, he's like living this life already. The banging, she's wearing belly shirts, she has tattoos. He doesn't care. Because if he did care, he wouldn't have brought her over. He cares what his family thinks,
which is why he tried to hide her.
Yeah, I can understand, but at the same time, how long did you think this is going to be able to sustain? So I think if it comes down to just him, I don't think he cares. And I think that's why he proposed. But I think him saying, well, maybe she'll change her mind one day. It's like, well, maybe I can talk to my family again one day.
Yeah. The proposal was dumb too, though. He was like, well, would you be my forever partner? But you have to be with me forever. Think about it. It's like, huh? Like, this is so not romantic.
No.
I'm proposing to you, but don't leave me. Like, really think about it. Also, I'm going to put it on the wrong hand. The whole thing was a mess.
But Bea was very happy. She says yes to the ring, whatever you say.
Yeah. And then the next morning, they check out of the hotel. They're in the car.
Very happy. Very happy.
But Sonny's like, I'm scared. How are we going to tell people about the proposal? My family's going to be very angry, very disappointed. We should probably keep it a secret.
Well, Bea's like, well, how about we tell your dad before I leave, which means tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Are you nuts?
And she makes a good point. Maybe she was watching 90 Day for a while, but she says, listen, the longer we hide it, the worse it's going to get. Let's just rip off the Band-Aid. I think she really wants his dad to approve of her and accept her. But Sonny's like, oh my gosh. And he knows that his dad will probably disown him and then he's not going to be happy about this. And I mean, you see what happened during the dinner.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that Bea wants to go through this again, good luck.
Good luck. But Sonny says, hey, we'll go for it. Buckle up.
Woof.
Woof. Fun episode.
It was a good episode, but a lot of cliffhangers.
A lot of cliffhangers, but hopefully we will close the loop next week.
Yeah.
And it's been a great season so far.
So far, so great.
So far, so great. Hope you guys are enjoying it as much as we are. Hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. If you're celebrating Hanukkah, well, hope you have a few more great days.
Hanukkah is the gift that keeps on giving for 8 nights.
Yes, but also Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, guys. 2025. I just saw a meme recently that said, that really put things into perspective. It was like, COVID happened 5 years ago. Isn't it crazy? I think in my mind, we still live in this post-COVID era where I keep sanitizing everything. It really scarred me badly.
We kind of.
And it's 5 years.
That feels about right. It's 5 years from the start of COVID. It's not five years.
But the start of COVID was the worst, at least for me, the unknown. Like once we got deeper and people started figuring things out and it got easier to deal with it, obviously. Yeah. But the start, where it's just everyone's just dying, no one knows why.
Yeah.
It was like all those apocalyptic movies I used to like as a child.
Yeah, there was legit a death counter on CNN.
Yeah.
It was like, here's how many people died today. It's like, all right.
It was awful. And it's been 5 years.
Well, that's when we started the podcast, Teresa.
Very true. Very true.
Right? Look at us.
Look at us. It's been 5 years of doing this.
All right. Well, with that, that is the episode. Thank you guys for listening. If you guys want to hear our thoughts on Last Resort, join us on Patreon or Supercast, patreon.com/MirrorThreeReality, MirrorThreeReality.supercast.com. Join us at that Cousins Club level. We're having fun over there. Also, make sure you're following us on Instagram at MirrorThreeRealityPod. Call in, share your thoughts. We want to hear from you. We love it when you guys talk with us. So
yes.
Follow us at MirrorThreeRealityPod. Also, make sure you're following the podcast wherever you're listening. It's so easy to do. Just look down and smash that follow button.
Guys, smash it like it's as hot as the upcoming new year, because new year, who dis, new opportunities. Some people love to reset. Yeah. I just love to continue.
Yeah.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
I try not to.
I don't, because it's just disappointing.
Yeah.
You remember how I wanted to do dry January?
Don't make me laugh.
Lasted for like 3 days.
All right. There you go. Smash as hot as that. And if you haven't left a review, please do. Maybe that's your resolution. You're going to leave us a review.
Yes.
So we would love if you did. If you leave a 5-star review and you write something, we'll read it on this podcast for the world to hear.
Yes.
All right. That is it, Teresa.
That's it.
I've said it all.
I've said it all.
It means we'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.